DW.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
That's Nicole Hendricks, a 27-year-old breast cancer patient from South Africa. She's come to this private hospital in Cape Town today to get a drug called Herceptin. This medicine is not fully covered by her medical insurance, though. So before she can get treatment, she has to make a payment from her own pocket.
So there's two payments that I have to do. One is for the doctor's fees, and the other one is for my actual treatment fees.
Her share of the cost amounts to 6,000 Rand, or around 430 euros, which she has to draw from her savings every 3 weeks. It's a big expense for her, even though she has a good job as a human resources officer.
Compared to my salary, I definitely have to make a plan every 3 weeks. So, yeah, hopefully in the near future, it will change.
But Hendricks recognizes that she is one of the privileged ones. South Africa has a private and public health system. People like Hendricks, who can afford private health insurance, get access to much higher quality private medical facilities and medications. People who cannot afford these premiums, and that's 3/4 of the population, have to rely on the public system, which the government pays for. It covers basic medical needs, but drugs like Herceptin are not available in the system due to their high cost.
That's the saddest part, actually. If I didn't have medical aid, I would have obviously gone to a government hospital. I probably just wouldn't get it at all.
Hendricks's medical insurance covers 80% of the cost. Though they would like to cover the full expense, they, like most insurance schemes in the country, are hamstrung by the high prices made possible by such patents. This is the situation facing many of the people in this protest. Hundreds of people have come to the Johannesburg headquarters of Roche, the company that makes Herceptin, to demand affordable access to the drug.
Maybe one day I'm just going to die because somebody refused to do something.
This is not the first march of its kind. Two previous marches were led by a woman named Tobeka Daki, who herself had breast cancer and needed Herceptin. This is her speaking at a previous rally.
The only drug that I was supposed to get was Herceptin. Unfortunately, my medical aid declined because the medicine is very expensive.
Those demonstrations did not yield any changes in the price of Herceptin. Because it was not available within the government medical scheme, she could not access it, and in November 2016, she died. But the story of affordable health care in South Africa is much bigger than just the actions of one pharmaceutical company. Much of the problem can be traced back to the patent application system currently in place.
Companies, when they apply for patents in South Africa, simply need to file the forms for application and pay the fees in order to receive a patent.
That's Catherine Tomlinson, a researcher at the Cancer Alliance, a coalition of NGOs seeking to make life-saving medications available to poor South Africans.
South Africa's patent office doesn't undertake any kind of analysis to ensure that what's the patent that's being applied for is on something that's new and innovative and really benefits society.
That lack of filtering process has led to the country being flooded with invalid patents.
The comparative analyses of patents applied for matching patents applied for in the US and the EU versus South Africa showed that South Africa granted 66% more patents on the same applications than the US and the EU.
Vivian Fratelli, CEO of the National Association of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers, the authority that represents local generic drug companies, confirms that this phenomenon is hampering the production of cheaper copies of medications. If the government were to introduce a reviewing committee to weed out invalid claims, as is common practice elsewhere in the world, prices could drop significantly.
Speaking to our member company that's building the manufacturing plant, they believe that they could probably manufacture some of the cancer drugs and sell them for a reduction of at least 60% of the originator cost.
Another dimension of the problem is that many pharmaceutical companies are applying for multiple patents on the same medication, extending their protection period way beyond the standard 20 years, a process known as evergreening.
Back in the 80s, what you used to see was each medicine would have one patent on it, generally, which was on the active pharmaceutical compound.
That's Tomlinson from the Cancer Alliance again.
Now what you see is medicines can have hundreds of patents on them, multiple secondary patents which are granted after the patent, the initial patent on the active pharmaceutical compound. Each new patent that the company gets, it gets for another 20 years.
Consequently, the patent on Herceptin is expired in other parts of the world, but not in South Africa.
It's off patent already in India and the UK. It's coming off patent in the US. And so we should be seeing competitor products coming to the market at much lower prices. But in South Africa, multiple patents have been granted on the medicine until 2033.
Dr. Connie Sabati, CEO of the Innovative Pharmaceutical Association, a body that represents international pharmaceuticals in the country, says this practice is not as malicious as NGOs are making it out to be. Sabati says the practice reflects what she calls incremental innovation.
If you have a tablet and you come up with a coated tablet.
She uses the example of a company that develops a pill, which then goes on to produce another version of that pill, one with a coating to protect patients' stomachs, for instance. Her argument is that the company should be entitled to protection for the coating, too.
For them to come up with that coating, they had to do some work.
But critics argue that it is not just any development work that should be rewarded with protection, only new developments. After all, that is the entire reason for having patents, to protect novel innovations. Though the NGOs and pharmaceuticals disagree on the validity of multiple patents, what they can agree on is the necessity of an examination committee to resolve such disputes. Over 3 years ago, the South African government formally released draft legislation proposing the creation of such a committee. The question is, why are they taking so long to implement it? The government did not respond to numerous requests for an interview for this story.
I really beg the government to please help us with this drug.
That's Tobeka Daki again, the breast cancer patient who passed away in 2016.
Because I strongly believe that if I had that Herceptin by the time I was supposed to get it, none of this had happened.
While the government drags its feet in changing laws, it's women like her who will continue to suffer.
DW